ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is this. Who should we befriend in the light of or according to Islam? This is a very important topic. You know, friends are in a very significant aspect of our lives. You know, they have a great and profound effect upon us. The question we want to pose today is, what is the Islamic criteria that we should use to choose a friend? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim assalam, regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The most prosperous of people is he who mingles with the most with honorable people." Right? So one of the criteria for choosing a friend is that the person should be a noble and honorable person. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a very beautiful hadith, said, "The most goodness and righteousness is to be found in the company of people of reason and understanding." So another criteria for choosing a friend is that the person we befriend, he should be a reasonable person, a person of reasoning, a learned person, a person with a sound intellect, right? And the Imam also mentions the effect of such having friendship with such a person, and that it will lead to goodness and righteousness. Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, "The one who invites you to the everlasting abode and helps you work towards it is a compassionate friend indeed." Right, so another criteria for choosing a friend is that the friend we choose, he should invite us to the hereafter and help us, work towards the acquisition of the rewards of the akhirat. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Do not call a man your friend with the true stamp of friendship until you have tested him in three matters. Anger him so that you may see whether his anger takes him away from right into wrong." Right? Imam kind of mentioned a kind of a test we can use. If we get angry with him, does this cause him to swerve away from the truth and adopt injustice and falsehood or not? Test him with the dinar and the dirham, meaning test him with respect to money. Is he trustworthy with respect to money, or is he deceitful? And finally, the Imam said, travel with him. In traveling, you can see whether what kind of person this person truly is, and you can assess whether he is worthy of your worship or not. Finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, befriend one who gives you a good image, and do not befriend one who uses you to boost his image, right? Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the person who we should befriend in the light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.